Patrick, how are you?
Good. How are you, Tony?
I'm doing well. All right, Patrick, I have you on tape. And and you told me that gas prices would not exceed $3 or $3 and in that area for the rest of 2010. And I'm telling you what, they've exceeded that area. What's going on?
Yeah, they certainly have. Well, there's been obviously a few things that have caused gas prices to go up all at once. There's been some interesting things that don't tend to happen in the fall that are actually happening. And first and foremost, a refinery fire in Chicago has grabbed attention of the market. It's kind of a concern to traders just because there's a lot of refineries already doing maintenance, and losing part of a facility is a little bit of a concern. Also, of course, the Federal Reserve injecting money into the economy, buying up treasuries to the tune of $600 billion, that weakened the U.S. dollar quite a bit, and that also drives oil prices higher as it essentially makes it cheaper for other countries using stronger currencies to purchase oil, driving up demand. And so those two things, as well as the Department of Energy report, which indicates supply of gasoline and distillate fuel continues to drop even as demand increases. And so seeing quite a bit of things going on to drive prices up all at once.
Well, now, since I got to play angel advocate, if I will, the Lansing average gas price is $3.02. That's ballpark of what you talked about. The Michigan average price is $3 a gallon. The national average is $2.85, and gas is currently selling at 86.6 a barrel. So I guess all of us are freaking out because we've seen gas prices increase from 10 to 15 cents over the last few weeks.
Yeah, that's right. You know, and I would expect that in the next week or two, much of Michigan would fall back closer to the national average. Like I said, that refinery issue really influencing prices in the Great Lakes areas. They should have that under control here in the next week or two, and that's why prices should fall here. But we're still looking at national average that I expect to continue to slowly increase the next couple weeks. And so while our prices will fall under $3 a gallon shortly, they're not going to fall very far.
Some people are making arrangements to fly. I know some airlines have raised their prices because of increased gas prices, and it's anticipated that they will not lower the prices if gas prices stabilize. So do you anticipate gas prices for the airlines will continue to rise?
Well, it's certainly one of those things that as long as retail prices are rising, jet fuel prices tend to rise as well, but a lot of the people out there have hopefully already booked their tickets, and of course, once those are booked. But in the future, you know, any increase in jet fuel prices certainly will impact the airlines, and you know, this is something that you might be looking at for spring break travel if you have yet to book that. That may be impacted, but we'll just have to see how long prices hold where they are.
All right, Patrick, Flying J and Sam's Club, and Sam's Club is where we buy our gas in bulk, are at $2.99. When I can't get the Sam's Club, I go to Speedway, and Speedway seem to be selling gas for $3.02, Quality Dairy $3.02. So it looks like, for the most part, if you shop around, you can find $3 a gallon for gasoline.
Yeah, certainly. You know, there's kind of a tight range. There's not too much of a discount for shopping around, like you had mentioned, as much as 10 cents. But, hey, I'll take 10 cents over nothing, certainly. But we'll expect stations, many more stations, to be under $3 a gallon, like I said, in the next week or so.
You know what, Patrick, what also is interesting, when I look at the highest regular gas prices listed on your website at LansingGasPrices.com, BP is at the top of the list with $3.19, and they have some other locations at $3.09. That's surprising to me because I know that they're probably trying to make up for all the money they lost with the oil spill, but I also anticipated that they would try to hold their prices because they lost a lot of customers during that oil spill.
Well, certainly a lot of the BPs are individually owned, and so some of them may be charging a different price. But the one that you're referencing, 319, if I remember correctly, it's very close to the highway. So they're likely trying to take advantage of those highway travelers who are just getting off the highway and don't really want to shop around. And so a lot of the time we do see that the stations closer to the highway charging more to take advantage of the travelers. It goes to show that, you know, just using the website and our new Android app, which we have, obviously can save you money to, because just down the road from that BP station, price is down to $302.
All right, Patrick. And finally, I'm going to vent before I let you go. I live in Williamston, 6 miles down the road on Grand River Avenue. Gas is 10 cents a gallon cheaper. Why is that?
It's really funny why we see that. It just depends on the type of area. A lot of the time, more affluent areas charge more because they know people will pay. But a lot of the time, just kind of the competition in the neighborhood and who wants to lead prices lower, it really depends. Some stations might be feeling more aggressive and saying, well, we're doing well profit-wise, let's drop our price. Some stations might want to keep their prices high to enjoy the profit.
All right, Patrick, do you like how I hold you accountable for gas prices around Michigan?
I wish you wouldn't, but hey, you know what? I did say that, but a lot of things going on, and a lot of the times you can have your listeners check the Dow Jones average. We've seen a huge rally in September. Dow's close to a two-year high. Gasoline prices have kind of followed the Dow higher. They lag by a few days, so if you see the Dow move quite a bit higher, usually you can expect gasoline prices to follow.
All right, you can go to gasbuddy.com, or for Lansing gas prices, go to lansinggasprices.com. Patrick DeHaan's been with us. Thanks so much, Patrick.
Take care, Tony.